Open wide, baby. I know your jaw's still a bit sore, but we don't want you to starve to death. Plus, this is your favorite, veggie lasagna. I made it last night. Just a little bit. There we go. What do you think? A little salty. Well, you said the hospital meals were dull and tasteless, so I may have overdone it with the salt and pepper. How is your leg? And your arm? Stiff. Well, it is broken. Very funny. Just a few more weeks until those casts come off. Yeah, I know, baby. It sucks that it had to be your dominant arm. But, hey, at least you've got your girlfriend to cook you your favorite dishes and feed them to you.
Oh my god. Sweetie, are you okay? I'm so sorry I didn't come sooner. I had no idea about the car accident. I only just...
Excuse me, but who are you and what are you doing here?
What do you mean? And who are you?
I'm their girlfriend.
What? I'm their girlfriend. Sweetie, what's going on?
They don't remember anything. The doctor said they're suffering from memory loss due to their head trauma.
And is it permanent?
They don't know yet, but it's a possibility.
So, what happened?
No one knows exactly, but their car was found on the side of the road. They crashed into a tree and were barely conscious when the medics arrived. Broke one arm and one leg. They also have some bruises all over their body and severe head trauma.
Oh my god.
They couldn't even speak for the first 2 days.
Oh, Jesus. Sweetie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I wasn't there for you. Look at me. Do you not recognize me at all? Oh my god, this is so weird.
Yeah, this is weird, all right, considering you're pretending to be their girlfriend.
I'm not pretending. We've been dating for 2 months.
Oh, yeah? So where have you been this whole time?
When you disappeared a week ago, I thought you were upset because of a silly argument we had. But then, when you didn't return any of my messages and all my calls went straight to voicemail, I started to worry, but I had no way of finding out.
If you were really their girlfriend, you would have heard about the accident from their friends and family. Like I did. I've been visiting for 5 days already. Tell her, baby. I rushed over as soon as I found out.
We haven't met each other's friends and family yet. We were trying to take it slow, because we've both been hurt really badly. We even agreed not to talk about our exes yet, because we just wanted to start fresh and leave the past in the past. But seriously, who are you, and why are you doing this?
Why am I doing what?
Pretending to be their girlfriend.
I could ask you the same question.
Fine. Let me prove it. Here. You took this picture of me 2 weeks ago when we went out to dinner. And I took this one of you on the bridge.
No selfie together?
We've only been dating for 2 months, and they hate having their picture taken. Don't you, sweetie? Oh, yeah, you don't remember.
Then how do you explain this? That's us on the ferry to Staten Island. Oh, and that's us in Chinatown.
Wait. Were they dating both of us at the same time? No freaking way. You've got to be lying. They'd never do something like that. Let me see the date on those pictures. August and December 2023. You got any more recent ones?
Not really. I live about 5 hours away, so We only see each other every 2 or 3 months because we're both super busy with college. How recent are yours?
Early March. See?
Look, I don't know who you are. You clearly haven't known them for that long. You developed a crush on them and are trying to create a narrative around you two dating when you probably were just friends.
I could say literally the same about you.
What is it, baby? You feel like you're going insane. I'm sure you do. Listen, I can call security right now and ask them to make her leave, if that would make you feel better.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Try to speak slowly, babe. You want to ask us some questions? Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
The last text messages we exchanged. Look, dated 1 week ago. We had a small argument about planning a weekend away together, and I apologized for trying to micromanage the whole thing. And that's your WhatsApp profile picture. The cover of Bleach, the Nirvana album, see? Your favorite band. And that's your phone number.
That is not your number. This is your profile picture that I took, and your number, see? We talked a week ago and sent each other some memes to make each other laugh.
This is going nowhere. How about we try to jog your memory some other way?
What do you suggest we do exactly?
We could try and activate your sense memory with some different triggers. What do you think, sweetie?
Yeah, I guess there's no other way. Are you sure you're okay with this, baby? Okay. You go first.
Right. First, I'd just like to take your hand. Close your eyes. Maybe that would help. Can you feel my hand in yours? You often say that I have an old lady's hands because I do gymnastics and my skin is a bit rough. Let me come closer. Smell my perfume. I haven't changed it since we first started dating. And listen to my voice. You always say I have a sweet, soothing voice. Sometimes I read you poems in the evening. It helps you sleep.
Okay, that's enough. My turn. Here, babe. Feel my fingers brushing your cheek. And my perfume is the one you gifted me on my birthday. You love it when I run my hands through your hair. Still nothing. Maybe we should go all in and take turns kissing you.
Are you kidding? There's no way they'd be comfortable with that. You are.
Last resort. Maybe the contact needs to be more direct, more intimate. Can I go first this time?
Sure.
Remember right now, but it's all gonna come back to you. I promise.
All right, move over. Come here, sweetie. You always like it when I bite your lower lip like this. So, what's the verdict? Which case feels most familiar? Try and focus before you give an answer.
They both feel familiar?
Fine. Let's get to the bottom of this. What's your anniversary date?
July 2nd, 2023.
And you've been long distance for how long?
Since November, when I moved out of town and transferred to a different college.
When was the last time you went on a date?
Baby, please give me a second chance. I miss you so much. I know the long distance was hard on you, but we can try and find ways to make it work, okay? I can come down to see you more often. I've been thinking about you nonstop these past 3 months, wondering how I can fix this. I know I can fix it if you'll just let me. We were perfect together. Plus, that other person meant nothing to me. We kissed once at some dumb party. It wasn't even cheating. We were on a break, remember? I thought you might be seeing other people too. I didn't know it would affect you so much. What we had was good, but you just weren't patient enough to... What? You're already seeing someone else? Like, you guys are actually dating? Did our relationship mean nothing to you? Did I not do everything to make you happy for those 6 months we were together? Did we not have the most amazing time? Baby, are you okay? You look really pale.
You remember? What do you remember exactly? Mm-hmm. You were on the phone when the accident happened? With her? Okay. What else do you remember?
They look really pale and sweaty. I think we should call a nurse.
Don't. They clearly want to say something.
Nurse?
Come on, sweetie. What do you remember? What were you guys talking about on the phone? Mm-hmm.
Baby, you're probably confused. We were on the phone earlier that day. Maybe that's why.
Please shut up and let them talk. Take a deep breath, sweetie. Just breathe. Try to remember. What were you talking about on the phone? What did she say?
They don't remember anything. Stop pushing them.
No. They need to speak. Sweetie, do you remember anything at all?
Baby, it's okay. You don't need to remember anything. Let's just focus on getting you better. We can talk later, okay?
No, I want to hear it from them. Please, if you can, tell us what happened. Do you remember something from that call?
I didn't say anything like that. I would never cheat on you.
Oh, come on. You've been lying this whole time, pretending you two were still together when you clearly broke up. You're just trying to mess with their head because you can't let go.
You don't know anything. Okay, we've been through a lot together.
I am not letting you gaslight them. You've been here for 5 days, pretending to be their girlfriend, and now that the truth is coming out, you're trying to cover it up.
Baby, don't listen to her. She's just trying to confuse you. You know what we have is real, right? It's just the accident. It messed with your memory, that's all.
Cut the crap. They remembered what you said about long distance and cheating. It's not just the accident. You were on the phone with them when it happened. You were arguing, weren't you? What did you say that made them so upset?
I wasn't arguing with them. We were just having a normal conversation. It's not my fault if the long distance was hard for them.
Stop dodging the question. What did you say? Why did they crash their car?
I don't know. I was just trying to talk things through. We had a lot to work out.
What did you say? Tell the truth. Did you tell them you cheated?
I did not cheat. I was just asking for a second chance. The long distance was tearing us apart, okay? I wanted to make it work, but they couldn't stand it. I didn't want to lose them. I just wanted them to understand that we could work it out.
You said you didn't cheat, but you asked for a second chance. Why would you ask for a second chance if you didn't do anything wrong?
I may have had a thing with someone else, but it was just a mistake, okay?
Wow.
It didn't mean anything. I was lonely, and I thought they were seeing someone else, too. It was just once, I swear. I was going to fix everything, but they didn't give me a chance.
And that's what you were arguing about on the phone when they crashed. You were asking for forgiveness.
Yes. But I didn't mean for them to get so upset. I just wanted to talk it through. I didn't think it would end like this.
Well, it did. How did you even manage something like this? The WhatsApp conversation with a different number? The fake messages? You've really thought this through, haven't you? You were clearly ready to do anything to get them back, using their amnesia to cover it all up. And it is so, so messed up. Now you need to leave. Stop pretending you're their girlfriend. This is over.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt you. I really didn't.
Don't worry about her. We'll get through this together. Just focus on getting better, okay? Breathe. I'm so sorry we've upset you like this. I'll be right here. I'm your girlfriend. The real one. The only one. And I know we haven't been dating for that long, but you already mean so much to me. I've been so upset this past week, thinking you were mad at me, that you didn't want to talk to me again. And it made me realize how much I care about you. How much I love you. And this is the first time I've said it, by the way. I know the circumstances are weird, and this is possibly the worst time to tell you, but I needed you to know this. And I need you to know that I'll be here, right by your side, until you can walk again. Until it all comes back to you. And even if it doesn't, it doesn't matter. We can create new memories together. It'll all be okay. I love you, sweetie. Won't leave your side.